Guilty 718, you already know. And who we have in the building?
I'm Jade.
Okay, that's her. And tonight, this is doing a little test run for Bullpen Radio, which is a podcast that I really already have set up and shit like that. And it's no better time to test it out than tonight. Face A64, man, this is what you wanted, right? He got tired of looking at my ugly ass, so he wants me to do the podcast thing. So shout out to Face A64 in the building. My wife came in here earlier, a few minutes ago. No, probably about an hour ago now.
Yeah. We've
been trying to set up shop. And, you know, I was in here. I quarantined myself in the house while we all in quarantine. I locked myself in my studio. I got the PlayStation in here, the lights, the cameras, the laptop, and lotion. And I just be in here chilling.
You nasty.
Well, I be in here chilling, minding mine, and she just busted up in here and shit. And, so, since she busted up in here with something she want to talk about, Jade, you want to introduce the show?
So, Guilty does not talk at home as much as he does on Bullpen. So, getting him to talk is a little harder. So, I had a couple of things I wanted to discuss. Did you guys see, are we going to start it with the...
No, leave that damn animal alone for now.
Really?
We'll get to that thing
okay.
First. Leave it what you came in here with, fucking with me. Heroes and shit.
Okay. So, I've been reading the news, and I've been staying away from the news for the most part because this shit is just toxic. And so, I started reading the news about well, there's all these commercials on talking about how everybody is a hero that's on the front line, the nurses, the doctors, the hospital staff, the truck drivers, the people at the grocery store, the fast food workers, blah, blah, blah. All these people are heroes. But my thought is, why aren't we treating them like heroes? So we can come up with all this money to bail out these businesses that don't deserve it. We have CEOs that are making millions of dollars in bonuses a year. We have athletes that don't deserve the money they make. We have all these people, and all this money goes to all these different places, but then we're saying, hey, you guys are heroes, but what does a hero normally get? They normally get more money. They normally get awards.
Facts.
They normally get a Purple Heart or some shit.
They get the draws.
They get a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the fuck are our heroes getting? Besides hard dick and bubblegum.
Hope.
Well, and that's bullshit.
Okay.
Because hope is not keeping their families alive. So you have people that, okay, say you work at McDonald's, and now you're considered a hero because you're keeping people eating fast food shit. And what are they getting? So they're interacting with people, and a lot of times they're not even getting gloves. They're damn sure not getting masks. So you have all these people handing out fast food, touching money, touching people's hands, all this stuff. But what are they getting? Nothing. They're not getting extra money. They're not getting, and that $25,000 don't even get me started on that. I'll start that in a minute. But,
okay.
But we're doing nothing for the people who we're saying are now heroes when last year they were bums and should have gotten a degree to be able to get into a real job to make $15 an hour. So they went from bums to heroes?
Yes. We got to call them something. You can't just keep calling them bums. Like, they got to feel important.
Well,
it's better to be used than to be useless. So they might as well say thank you and you're a hero. And can you supersize that?
But a hero to what? Like, what are you so now you can't go near your family.
Right.
So when you get off of work at McDonald's after dealing with the shitty public and the people who are fucked up, who are assholes to you, who treat people like shit because the public just fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But so now you go home to your family and what? You could possibly infect your kids, your spouse, your whoever.
Yes.
And get what? Besides
a flag.
The corona.
Right? That's what we do in this country. We give the heroes that died flags.
No, we give the military flags.
I mean, we call them heroes.
Well, yes, but they've signed up.
You might die a crackhead, though. He's still a hero.
Yes.
Oh.
Because at one point, they were a hero.
Okay.
But these common day heroes that we're saying, oh, you guys are awesome. We are all about the fact that you're doing this. We're not giving them shit. They're not getting a raise. They didn't get an immediate raise when everybody else was quarantined. And we say, okay, well, now you guys, you keep going to work. Grocery stores are hiring like crazy.
Right.
Why the fuck would somebody want to go into a grocery store to work?
Because people are going into the grocery store to shop.
Right. But why would you want to work at a grocery store?
I wouldn't. I mean, not right now.
Well, not you as you, but you as
me
the
as
local
a,
person me,
who need a job right now.
Right. You can't get evicted. Your lights are staying on.
Right.
Your water is staying on.
Right.
Shit, even your cable is staying on.
These are facts. Good
your
cable.
Credit
we got
card
good
payments
cable.
Are being
wow,
deferred. Okay. Your student loans are being deferred. Oh, yeah. Why the fuck would you want to go in and work at a grocery store?
But there's people that already work at the grocery store, though.
I would quit.
And then do what?
Sit my ass at home.
You know, how are they going to keep their lights on?
That's
we keep
my
our
problem.
Lights on, our rent.
See, here's the thing is that you have...
we Gucci, but what about him?
You have all these people that are agreeing to do these jobs because they're being... the country, quote unquote, is bigging them up right now.
Right.
You guys are doing great. You guys are doing a service to us. You guys are awesome, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. But on the same hand, we're giving them nothing, not an immediate raise. We're not giving them protective wear. We can't even give our hospital people who are dealing with this virus firsthand. You are going into the hospital room of a patient who has this disease. We're not giving them protective wear. Joe Blow, who works at Walmart, he ain't getting it. So we're doing nothing for our heroes, just like we do nothing for our military heroes. Once they come back from war, fuck them. Who cares? We're not fucking with them.
Right.
And they're the ones that are homeless. Our country as a whole sucks. We don't do shit for people. It's so selfish. If you don't have money and you're not part of that 1%, nobody cares about what happens to you when you're done doing what is needed. Nobody cares that you still have family members. Or I read something today where this woman, her husband and her son died within 2 days of each other.
God damn.
From the virus. And they told her at the hospital, you can't go in and say goodbye to your husband.
Right, well.
And she said, fuck you. Yes, I can. Yeah. You let me sign what I need to sign, put me in whatever I need to be put into. I'm saying goodbye to my husband.
And then she was washed.
Well, I don't know. It didn't say what happened to her after, but she's still alive.
Oh,
but her son and her husband was only 59.
Wow.
That's the type of shit that makes you want to fucking go postal on a situation.
Okay, before you go all white girl on us, can you tell, speaking of the running out of supplies and not having the supplies, can you remind me of what you were saying to me a while, like when you was out there, somebody is buying...
The public sector? Oh my God, yes.
The public or the private?
Okay, the private sector.
Okay.
So the feds...
hold on. She's the one with the brains, ladies and gentlemen, in case y'all haven't noticed, like, I don't really be giving a fuck about a lot of shit. But it's good to have a partner that stays in tune with shit. Me, I'm like, yo, if it don't affect Jabal, like, directly me, like, right here, if I can't see it and feel it, I may or may not give a damn about it, but she's in tune with a lot of this shit. So, don't mind, please don't mind if she just goes on these, what do we call them?
He calls them my white girl rants.
Yeah, white girl rants. Let her do that. I'm chopping it up with, I could chop it up with y'all in the chat. But yo, right quick, I want to salute Trucker Beetle, Bailey, and Shasta. Appreciate the super chat. And anybody else, the super chat shit is there. You know, it works on
Gus
this.
Gus Jones, thanks for joining.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, yo.
And Choice, I'm sorry for your aunt. I'm going to get into that as well.
What happened? I missed it.
Yeah, but we're going to get into that in a second.
Okay.
That will be another white girl rant.
Oh, shit.
Am I good to go back?
Yeah, my bad. Okay. Good, yeah, rock out.
Okay. So, the feds are... Okay, so because 45 sucks, he told the states, y'all get your own shit. You need protective wear, you need the PPE wear for your hospitals, get it yourself. You need gloves, get them yourself. You need ventilators, find them, get them yourself. So you have all these states that are bidding against each other to get these. So say China has, which probably they do, have all these ventilators. So they have an extra 80,000 ventilators. You have every single state that needs ventilators bidding against each other to get them from China, which one is ridiculous because now all we're doing is giving China taxpayers money. So then you have them all fighting to get these ventilators, the PPE, the gloves, the masks, the everything that they're wearing. But then you also have the feds that are coming in. When your shipment comes in of your protective wear, of your gloves, of your mask, of all this stuff, the feds are coming in and confiscating it. They're not telling the hospitals what they're doing with it. They're not telling them when they'll get it back, if they'll get it back. They're taking it and giving it to the private sector hospitals. Now, the private sector hospitals are the hospitals that are privately owned, and they have that disposable money. So say, Guilty, you own a private hospital. Mm-hmm. You have not put it out to the public. It's not on the, what is it? The
stock market?
Yeah, the stock market, the PPO. So it's I think so.
Whatever.
So it's not out there for people to get stocks in.
Right.
So it's your private hospital. And you say to Fed guy number two, hey, I'll write you a check now for $12 million if you give me, you know, three boxes of protective wear, gloves, masks, and 57 ventilators. You give him the check, he confiscates your shit, and that's it.
Oh.
So the hospitals have paid using taxpayers' money to get this stuff, and it's just being taken away with no explanation. They're not even admitting they're doing it, even though seven hospitals have seen them do it. They pull up in their black little SUVs, take the shit, and be gone with it. And there's nothing that they can do. So they're asking 45, where's our shit? And he's going, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
So they're asking the person in charge of this, hey, we've had seven states say the feds have come and taken their stuff with not so much as a receipt, with not so much as a, you'll get this back the third Thursday in February. And they're like, oh, we'll look into that and get back to you.
Mm.
So we're using taxpayers' money.
Baby, you can't be smacking on the table. Like
oh,
that.
I'm sorry. So we're using taxpayers' money to... It's my hands behind my back. Yes, I can hear.
Oh, okay.
We're using taxpayers' money to buy the stuff. And then they're taking it from the hospitals that have spent that money and being sold to private sector hospitals for additional money. The government has their hand in everything. This is beneficial for them. Why would they contain it?
Hmm. Well, good question. I don't work for them folks.
Well, I know, but you always have the answers.
No, I don't got the answer for that one. Well, here's a simple answer. Uncle Sam is out for self.
Yeah.
All the time. He doesn't really give a damn about us. You know, it's like the uncle, you know, it's like the drunk uncle.
Yeah.
And he'd be molesting
mm-hmm.
his nieces and nephews and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all backdoor action. Now watch what we say, because, you know,
right.
Cracker's going to shut us down. Mm. So, yeah.
And then you have dumbass 45 telling people, oh, you need to go get this drug and this drug
mm-hmm.
because that will work for you.
Right. They got to sell the drugs.
It's so stupid.
They have to sell
so
the drugs.
People are stockpiling these drugs, and I want to say one of them is a, maybe I'm making this up, an epilepsy drug or some shit. It's a drug that people actually need to take. And he's out there. This is now the second or third drug that he's told people, this one will definitely do it. And they're stockpiling it so the people who need the drugs can't get it.
Wow.
And it's not helping this shit. And why do they keep telling us to wash our hands with soap and water and hand sanitizer and not touch your face? Does your hands have something different going on than your face? If you have the corona in your hand, won't you have it in your face?
Shit, hell if I know, babe.
Why can't I touch my face? I mean, I do, but that's so stupid. And if it can be cured with soap and water, why haven't we cured it yet?
We don't got the right soap. And the water is disgusting.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's no hand sanitizer. So we can't be clean at all.
Well, damn it.
Maybe.
Probably because the feds keep taking it.
Oh, well, that's what they do. Yo, what's up, Gus Petrino?
Yeah, just say Gus.
Yo, what up, Gus? KJ, what's up, girl? Yeah, so yeah, let me know how are we doing so far, you know? Give me some feedback so that I know maybe we could do this shit every Sunday. I mean, I ain't going back to the road no time soon, you know what I'm saying? You know, so y'all let us know. These conversations can be, they could range from stuff like this to, I don't know, let's all have a Beat Your Kids marathon. I mean, especially for those who are at home, Beat Your Kids Olympics.
Yes.
And shit like that, you know, all kind of subjects. And I am here with my wife, by the way, in case you guys didn't know, Jaded, that's always in the chat. That's my wife, my partner, my homie, all of that. That's her. So she's much deeper than me. I'm a very shallow bastard, and I'm all right with that. And obviously, she is, too. She's been all right with it for about 10, 11, too damn long.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes, choice is correct. Please wash your face. I have a very good face routine that I can share with any of the ladies that need it.
You know what? You have to start your own goddamn show for that.
Well, no, Choice said to wash your face, and I'm telling them, yes, you have to wash your face. And I have a very good skin routine.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I might let you just do your own shit. For real.
And yes, KJ, I did hear about Bill Gates saying that he won't give his kids vaccines. He also said he would not give his kids tablets to play with or use his products at all. So Bill Gates is on it. He also discussed, I want to say 5 or 8 years ago, I could be making these numbers up, where he did a whole TED talk on this virus coming, well, not this particular virus, but a virus of this nature coming through and doing exactly what it's doing. And he told the government to prepare, and he told them to take care of this and to get the team back together that 45 got rid of. Or when he got rid of them, he made a comment about getting them back together or whatever. But he said you have to prepare. So when Obama was in office, he did make those preparations with the team to make sure that you have people in place that are watching these viruses that are attacking the world. And we would have been prepared had 45's team not fired them all and said, we don't need a pandemic team. So I did see that.
Mm. Look, welcome back, Axe. Where do you get your info?
No, Bobby BX. I don't drink, do say. I actually don't even drink.
She don't drink nothing. I got a big-ass bottle of wine that broke her and still sitting in the refrigerator.
We're out of orange juice.
You know, fucking orange juice. Answer that man's question, because it's a good question. He says, welcome back, Axe. Where does she get her info?
Ooh, I got you, Ashley. I'll DM you for it. Where do I get my info?
Yeah.
From, I saw
Instagram,
the TED Talk.
Instagram.
Yeah, that's where I get my news. No, but LA Times, the CNN, all the news outlets show it. The TED Talk, I watched it on
Instagram?
No.
Oh, YouTube?
YouTube, yeah.
I don't know. What, you know, before you even go any further, what the hell is a TED Talk? I thought that was just like, is that somebody named Ted talking on the show? What's going on? I don't even know what that is.
Okay, a TED Talk is when you get in front of the audience. It's normally when you're in a corporation and you're somebody important in the corporation.
Mm.
You discuss what you have to say.
Okay.
And people in there, had you watched Grey's with me last week, then you would have saw, because they were having a TED Talk.
Choke yourself.
But the week before last. And so it's really just somebody standing up and talking to you, and people come in and sign up for your presentation or whatever. and you state your facts, your references, and you give them information that they might not know. And then at the end, you say, thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Who the hell is Ted?
Ted is probably the guy that invented the TED Talks.
Okay, well, I guess that would make sense.
Yes, Choice, they're the businessman.
Businessman. Okay. TED Talk is fire.
It is.
So it's a channel? I could watch this channel? Or is it just pops up randomly or some shit?
So everybody has TED Talks. Like all companies and stuff. Not just Bill Gates, but everybody has them.
Oh, okay. All right, TED Talk. Let me see.
I've had a couple of them at my last job.
Yeah. What did you do at your last job?
Spun in my chair. I was a...
That's it.
Leave it. Accountant.
Leave it right there. That's what she did at her last job. She would send me pictures of her constantly or a video literally spinning around in a chair making too much money to do it.
Yes, I would get a lot of money because I was an accountant, but
yeah, okay,
technically.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. all right.
So y'all don't think that Trump is trying to stop America from becoming China? So, KJ, I was thinking about that, and me and my dad were having that conversation. I don't think that Trump himself is behind it. So, I'm sorry. KJ's comment was, so y'all don't think Trump is trying to stop America from being China's communist country. I don't think that Trump could find his way out of a wet paper bag. I think that he's an idiot and that he has no business being in the White House or any house for that matter. And I think what's happening is that he is a puppet, like a real life puppet. And he's so stupid that the powers that be are controlling his narrative. They're telling him, or they're doing things behind the scenes. If you've heard from people who work from him, if you've read White House memos or the stuff that they put out, there are so many times where they don't even tell him what is actually going on in the White House or the country because he's not smart enough to comprehend it. So I think that there is a global shift going on. Something is happening behind the scenes, and I am not a
TED talker.
No, whatchamacallit, there's
a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, and I am not. But I think that there is something going on behind the scenes where they're trying to change the democracy of the country, and they're trying to use this situation as an opening. Because for the last 4 years, they've been trying to get this moron to fall into line and do what needs to be done. But if you see now over the last year or so, he has not done the dumbest shit that he was doing the first couple of years. So now he has kind of just been bullshitting his way through. And so they're exactly, Mr. Rob. The powers that be, he's the front man of it. And so he's so weak that they know that they can really push him around and do what needs to be done because he's not smart enough to know how to run a country. And so they're doing behind the scenes what needs to be done. And then they just kind of keep him abreast of it a little bit. They give him about 0.5% of knowledge when they're doing 100% of shit behind the scenes.
Right. Well, that's all of them, though.
No, but he's on some next shit. They're changing the way that that democracy happens for the country.
Because he's remedial.
He's
resource room. BOCES.
He's BOCES on a good day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all right.
He's like on the spectrum BOCES.
He'd be the reason we get bombed and shit.
Yeah. And everybody hates him and... Good point, right, babe.
From here on, don't even say his name. 45, that's what we're talking about.
So, yes, he is the reason why we're going to get bombed and the reason why our democracy is changing because he has pissed off our enemies, our allies, anybody who was neutral. Everybody hates this motherfucker.
Right.
And so with them all hating him, they're all going to gang up on us. We are no longer... The people don't see us as the power structure that we've always been seen as. We are now the weakest link.
Facts.
And so we are going to get ganged up on, and they're going to adjust how we run shit because he's a fucking moron.
Right. And especially, you know, with we're being wiped out at an alarming rate right now. It's nothing for them to swoop in here and finish the job. Especially the motherfuckers who started this pandemic in the first place, how they all getting well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this shit is right. Clearing up everywhere else, and we're getting weaker and weaker by the hour.
South Korea had 250 deaths. They cut that shit out. They was right. Like, nope, we ain't playing this with right. You.
And then they could just come swoop in here.
KJ, I get it that you don't want Hillary in the office. I would take Elmo in the office over 45 for another 4 years.
Well, Elmo?
I think that Biden is the not puppet? For us, but he's smart enough not to kill us.
Right.
And that's my objective, is not to be killed. So, although I would have preferred Sanders, I will take Biden because anybody is better than Trump or 45. Because he's just not smart enough to be able to handle this situation. And you're right, Bobby, BX. 45 was the opening they needed to be able to handle this.
All right. You know, I should just give you your own politics with Jaded.
Well, I don't know that much about politics.
You know more than me, goddammit. And I could hold a show about politics. All I got to do is cut the mic on and the phone and just walk the fuck out of here and let these niggas take over this shit.
Yeah.
I think that'll work.
And yes, NY728, Biden is another moron, but he won't get us killed. He's smart enough to, I think that what's going to happen is that his VP will be a strong person. He's not coming out with that dumb chick that said she could see Russia from Alaska. What was her name? The fucking dumbass. He's not coming out with one of those. His VP running mate is going to be strong. So even if his old ass has a heart attack and dies, we will still be in good hands. Anybody is better than 45.
You know what? I think in a few seconds, we are going to take a break.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, can we get some likes? I don't know what the likes are like, but I imagine they should be more than 30. They gave it 3 thumbs down. Yo, appreciate the thumbs down, baby. I don't know if you look at shit like that, but I do. I appreciate that. Whoever gave us the thumbs down and shit, salute to you. Thanks for stopping by. Palin, there you go. That
Palin,
bitch.
Yes.
Dude, I seen a porn with a chick. Look, it might have been her.
She looked, it was probably her daughter. Choice, I know Biden shit. Is a fool. I Look know that, he is, but anybody is better than 45. Like, seriously, another 4 years of 45, what? It's going to destroy our economy. We're going to be a third world country.
Hold up, a daughter sell pussy?
I don't know what her daughter does. Oh. She has like 50 kids. And we are on the brink of becoming a third world country. Another 4 years with this moron fucking up our economy, fucking up our business relations, fucking up our allies, our assets, everything. Oh. The only person that has benefited the last 4 years is that 1% and this motherfucker. Oh. Like, seriously, he has done nothing for anybody. Even this 2 trillion, whatever the fuck, a billion, zillion, that nobody's ever going to see. That's not for us. That's for his people. That's for his folks. That's for the 1%, the businesses. He's making money off of that. One of his businesses are being bailed out of that. How are you bailing yourself out? As a president, you cannot have personal interests be affected by you being president. And he has shitted all over that.
All right. That's it. We're going to break. For a leak, you got a piss?
Ew.
Oh, well, I got a piss. I got to take a shit too, but I don't know.
You have to go to the potty.
You know what? Yeah, we'll be back in a, give us 2 minutes or something like that. All right? And get the likes up while we're gone. Let us know if we should keep up this kind of content. I mean, I'm home now, you know? So yeah, but we'll put this show on screen.
Choice said me for president. I can't run for president. My background is shady.
Everybody, Tiny House Dreaming here. Just wanted to take a moment to shout out my boy Guilty 718. He has a hot lit YouTube channel, so if you're not already subscribed, go hit that subscribe button. He also has really cool merch on his store with good graphics. G718gear.com. Hit him up, check him out. He is not a YouTube trucker, he is a trucker on YouTube. Back.
TJ, it doesn't matter who supports abortion. If you don't support abortion, don't have one. But you can't take away other people's choices to have an abortion for whatever the reason is. If that's what's stopping you from voting for someone who would better the country than what we currently have, you're part of the problem.
So we come back here from the break and you jump right into killing kids?
No, she did. In the comments, she's saying that she didn't vote for Hillary because, or she didn't want to vote for Hillary. That she didn't want to vote for Hillary, or she didn't, I can't find the comment now, because Hillary supports abortion. I don't give a shit who supports abortion. Anybody is better than what we currently have. And the problem that we have is that everything that's going on right now, people are going to say, oh, look, he helped us out. He's for us. He cares. No, he doesn't give a shit.
Okay, hold on a second. Goddamn, she going to go on all day about the killing kids shit. Fuck them kids. Check it out. If you're just now tuning in, thank you. This is a test run of Bullpen Radio podcast, and my host for the night is my lovely wife, Miss Jade. Well, that's what y'all be calling her and shit, but she's in the building. And tonight's discussion, it started off about the heroes, who's a hero, who's not a hero. Did we get into that 25,000 shit?
Not yet.
All right, we'll have to get into that. Okay, leave them damn kids alone.
I didn't say that you didn't vote, KJ. I couldn't find your comment after I started talking. I lost it.
Fuck them kids.
But whether you voted or... I know that we didn't want Hillary in the office because she kind of sucked. But she was better than the alternative. Because look where it's gotten us.
Yeah. Fuck them kids, though. That's all I'm saying. What else you got on the motherfucking menu?
That $25,000 that they're dangling in front of people's face for being heroes.
Right.
Nobody's getting that.
Yeah, we know that.
So what they're doing, even if, so say every hero that they're saying is a hero got the $25,000.
Are subway workers considered heroes?
They're fast food workers. Yes, they are. Oh. They're considered essential. You drive by a subway, it's open. So any place that is open currently, they are considered heroes. Because only the essential companies are supposed to be open at this point. And so, Hillary, she sucks. I mean, I get it, but what am I looking at?
Mr. Rob.
Oh, sorry. My bad. You guys keep posting next to each other, Mr. Rob and KJ. But exactly, Grim Trucker. She had experiences that 45 lacked. And she would not have put us in this position that we currently are in. And that's the problem, is that nobody was looking at the bigger picture because everyone thought there's no way this talentless moron would get into office. And look at us. In 4 years, he has completely destroyed this country.
Right. Okay. We got to move past.
Okay.
That.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck him. Okay.
Yes. So, okay.
Got the focus, baby.
I know. You know I lack focus.
Yeah.
So that's why I call my girlfriends. So $25,000. If every single person got the $25,000 after they were done taxing it as a gift tax, which is, I believe, close to 60% that they tax that shit at.
God damn.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Let me Google it.
You know, it's taxed extremely high, like 45, somewhere around there. And so after they're done taxing it, you get, say, out of the 25, you get 15 grand. On your taxes next year, it's going to show that you were given an additional income of 25,000. If you work at McDonald's and you make 25,000 in a year, I don't know what minimum wage is, but I assume, you know, 25,000 has to be close to whatever that is. If you make $25,000 in a year, but you got that hero credit, you have now increased your tax bracket to say you made $50,000. You are going to be taxed like shit. So they're going to hit you with taxes again. You're not getting that refund that you normally get. You're going to end up owing the government. So the money that you thought you made last year, you're going to owe them back now because they didn't tax it enough. It's a no-win situation and it's stupid. So if you're pushed into another tax bracket because of being a hero, you're getting taxed twice. it's not benefiting you in the long run or at all.
Mm-mm. Okay.
So. And that's only if the employee gets it, because they may turn around and say, oh, so here's the way it goes. The government is supposed to give the employer. Employer A is supposed to get the $25,000 from the government. The employer then has to distribute it out. It's supposed to go out in one payment. So, and then the employer has to say back to the government, okay, they received the payment, and here's my proof. Who's to say that's going to happen? Who's checking? Hold on.
So you sure about that? So it's a one-time payment, like, bow, at once?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But imagine that they're holding that as job collateral?
That's what I think and believe that they... It's not going to happen. I like to say this is hypothetical shit. I don't believe nobody getting shit. And if they do, they're going to stretch it out over the course of a year, I don't know, a couple of years or whatever the case is, and with hopes. And now this might sound dark and horrible, but with hopes that you don't make it through the year because you're essential. You're still out there in the middle of this pandemic doing your job every day, risking your life. So if you even touch a couple of hundred and croak, then what? Where the chains going?
Right. It's going back to the company.
Right back.
Right. Because then the company's just going to say, oh, they got it. Shit, they died. They can't verify it.
Right.
Hello, Rika. We're not doing this shit tonight. I will block you.
Yeah, there you go. Nice and simple. Block party. We don't need a block party here, do we? This ain't bullpen therapy.
Well, apparently we do.
Oh, shit, well.
So... the problem that's coming is that it's not benefiting if it even gets passed, which it probably won't. But if it does get passed, it's not to benefit the employee. Because if you're saying to the employee, okay, well, we're going to pay it to you over the next 6 months, that's just still dangling that carrot in front of them. Keep putting your life at risk for a measly $25,000. Mm. What? Ain't no way in hell.
Right. Okay. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to... maybe, maybe not. Some people would like to call in and chime in on this subject. I mean, I just put the number up there. You can call in and chime in if you want. You don't have to. My wife ain't going to stop. She got beef with the 45.
Exactly, NY72A. That makes perfect sense. So say like you're making $20 an hour and they say, okay, we're going to split it up hourly for you. So now they add another $13,000 on. And so your income is increased during this time, but so are your taxes. Now your taxes are increased every paycheck. And then so you're getting taxed every single paycheck. And then we're going to push it into your taxes, because if people don't know how to set up their deductible, their deductions, their people, dependents, that's what I'm looking for. If people don't know how to set up their dependents to make sure that they're not getting taxed too much or too little,
mm-hmm.
And for the record, people, if you're not getting taxed at least 10% per paycheck, you're screwing yourself. And
my wife has me claiming like 10 people.
Hey, shut up. There are 10 people here. Mind your business.
Sorry, but I don't know.
Hush up. That's what it is.
Okay.
And it's not going to help you, because it's just going to sit there and make.
That's Mario. Okay. Mario on a call in. Yo, what up, Mario?
Yo, your wife is right about everything.
Yeah, I know. That's why I married her.
Hey, man, I just had the same conversation with about five different of my homies. Well, a couple homies and co-workers. Okay. I'm talking about almost words from freaking word, bro, about being put in this different tax bracket, having to pay all this money. You know, everybody looking at it as, oh, man, we're finna get the money. All right, so if you do get the money, guess what? You don't have the proper deductions in place. So like your wife say, now you finna have to pay taxes on this money again because you ain't been taxed enough. All right? So even with that being said, just like the stimulus package that's come up, getting all this money out, right? All right, if everybody get all this money or whatever, the government getting theirs back. So you best believe the taxes on everything, I'm talking property, sales tax, tax after tax after tax, is going through the roof because they getting their money back. So I know everybody looking at it that way. And then back to what she was saying about the money for, how basically they confiscating everything. Man, I watched this like a week and a half ago. I don't know if it was on CNN or what, but they were saying, be aware of people that bought all these products and they're selling it online, just price gouging, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, they showed the feds went in his house. This dude had a big house, and he had that crap from the floor to the ceiling. He had an entire hallway blocked with all these boxes. They went in and took everything. Now, it's stuffed up, because he paid his money for the product. Now, what he's doing, is it wrong, from a moral perspective? Yeah. But still, he spent his money on this product. So how is he wrong in selling it, Yeah, it's like a double-edged sword.
Right.
But, man, I've been telling people over and over and over, everybody want to believe everything the government say, all this crap they putting on TV. The government is the biggest crooks in the world and will always be. Anything they say or do, it's a motive behind every single thing. And they just look at the government as gods. Man, these people are crooks. As far as, trying to get into a bid war and all that for the ventilators and all that. She right. Why not get over when you know you can't?
Right.
I mean, you look at that from any business person perspective. Anybody who in business. I talk about this with the freaking brokers all the time. If you got all these trucks, why am I finna pay you all this money to run this load when I got somebody who gonna run the subpoenas on a dollar? Man, cut it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving you no work. And the biggest mistake we made from people being greedy and not want to pay people, these big corporations being greedy and not want to pay their employees what they worth. Packing up, moving overseas, because now you're dependent on them for every single thing. If the country crumbles, like what's happening right now, if China decides they ain't going to ship nothing to the U.S., the U.S. is in trouble because ain't nothing made in the U.S. no more.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with trucks. I think the only trucks made in the U.S. is Kenworth and Peterbilt. All the motor trucks, even Freightliner. It, to my knowledge, last I checked, Freightliner is not built in the U.S. Volvos, every freaking truck it is, that crap is overseas. Now, I could be wrong about the Freightliner. I don't need everybody throwing thoughts, but I don't think the Freightliner is built in the U.S. I thought it was, but I don't think it is either. Anytime you're depending on somebody for every single thing, those people, they got control over you. No matter what you say, what you do, how you feel, they got full control no matter what. And all that crap was caused by greed, every freaking thing.
Oh, that's America.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I got to tell about.
All right. Well, I appreciate you checking in, man. Be safe out there, bro.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Just Mario. I got Just Mario from this little clip from his little segment last night on Bullpen Therapy. That's not even Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. I'm probably clean that up, upload it tomorrow or something. I like Just Mario. He's got some good shit to say. BK and GA, what up, man? So we're going to probably be out of here in like 12 minutes and shit. Make it like an hour show. What do you think, babe? Like an hour?
Yeah.
You want to touch on zonkies or donkeys?
Yeah.
Donkeys.
So, I want to touch on what Mario said, too.
Oh, okay.
That's part of the problem as well, what just Mario was saying, is that nothing is made here. So, if there's nothing made here in the United States, and we're beefing with every single other country in the world,
mm-hmm.
we're screwed. And the stuff that should be made here isn't. So, like he said, if China cuts us off,
Right. The whole USA was made in China.
If we don't have a president that's strong enough to to make amends and fix our international relationships, we are screwed. So if everybody hates us right now, who's coming to our aid? Nobody, because literally the nicest countries in the world hate us.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
We're the bully.
Well, we're sitting here telling other countries, you need to run your country this way, and this is the right way to run it, and you have to do it this way, and we can't even run our country.
Right.
And so now people are looking at us like, you fucking dumbasses.
Yeah.
We should pull all of our troops out. We need them home protecting us.
You know, I had that argument online with a few motherfuckers, especially in bullpen therapy. They told me, some of them niggas sitting here right now, we got way more than enough troops. We're good. We can go sit our asses over there in Germany and China and wherever the fuck else we got our troops at. We don't need them at home. Nobody could fuck with us. We're pathetic right now.
What other country has all their troops spread out all over the world?
Nobody. The Somalians can come over here and spear chuck the hell out of the whole goddamn country if they felt like it. Word up.
Well, the problem
is shit right now.
The problem is that we have our hand in so many different things that when you start spreading yourself so thin, there's going to be holes. Something is going to tear when you're spreading it so thin. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've done. And so we have an idiot that's supposed to be our commander-in-chief who is a joke. We have people leaving that office constantly. He's hired not professionals, not people who have been in the business, not his cabinet is a who's who of his friends that have no background in anything associated with what they were hired for. So it's like one big party of people that have nothing to do with anything. How is that supposed to protect us? And we're sitting here basically just sitting on our hands waiting to be controlled.
Well, it's coming. It's definitely coming.
Yes, I understand that the planet's run as a business. I understand that the way a business works. Trust me, I understand it. But at the end of the day, if you're working for a company and your CEO and your CFO and your COO are all fucking morons who is running your business into the ground, are you going to jump ship to a better business? Or are you going to sit there on your hands and just wait for that business to fall under?
Wait, let me ask. Mr. Truckee 500 says a lot of countries are in other countries, not just in the U.S. Well, who's here? We are everywhere for no good reason at all, really. Why do we feel the need to control every country? Who the fuck are we? We are the bullies, and a bully gonna stop being a bully when he get punched in the nose or a real good gut shot, and we got at least a gut shot right now.
Exactly, pound the pavement. When we go to other countries, they despise Americans.
And they should.
They look at us. And they should despise us. Part of the reason why they despise us is because we go to other countries and expect them to run how we run America.
Right.
We don't respect their culture. We don't respect their religions. We don't respect their politics, the way that their country is run. We go over there as the big bad Americans who can say and do whatever we want. Like that little boy who went over to, back when we were kids, that went over to, I think it was Australia, and decided to spray paint all over the wall. And he was an American and thought, well, fuck it, I can do what I want. And they caned his ass. They stopped that shit from happening. But Americans go different places and we treat it like shit. We treat those people's countries like we have no respect and no home training.
Right.
And they hate us. Nobody out there wants to help the Americans or deal with the Americans. And when you're saying everything is run as a business, I'm sorry, I'm not going to hang out with, if I'm looking for a job and I say I go to work for company A and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I realize, well, shit, they're not doing their business practices correctly. This shit's failing. This shit isn't fresh. This isn't going well. And I realize that the company is crumbling around me. I'm not staying with that company. I'm not going to sit there and say, well, you know what? I'm going to vote for, I'm going to keep my faith in the CEO, the COO, the CFO. I'm going to keep my faith in the president of the company that it's going to go well when I see it going into bankruptcy. That's just a stupid move to make. You get them the fuck out of office, and then you get a CEO that knows how to run a business. You get a CFO that knows how to do finance. You get a COO that knows how to handle operations of a business. You don't sit there and just stay with it just because that's who's running it. That makes no sense.
Are you done?
Yes.
All right, you're done. We about to be done. You taking the motherfucking forever. Get to the goddamn.
Oh my God. Okay.
No,
so,
no, fuck that. No, go, fuck this shit.
No, got, I'm going to say about it.
6 minutes.
Okay, I'll tell
6 minutes. 6 minutes, J, on. Looking ass.
Okay, so in Kenya, did you guys catch the story about the zonkey?
Here we go with this shit.
That was born in Kenya. A fucking zonkey. A zebra gave birth to a zonkey. A zebra donkey. What the fuck is going on?
That's what's going on.
So.
There it is. It's real. I thought it was a joke. And apparently, this isn't the first zonkey. Those are a few zonkeys right there.
Yes.
The white man. We must stop him. He's tripping again. White man, you are out of pocket. No, white man did that.
You know what? I don't know who approved this zonkey.
He did it.
And the...
You're probably looking for a new meat because, you know, they eat everything. I think that's what's happening.
So this zonkey shit is just ridiculous. And the zebra actually gave birth to this zonkey.
Oh, like, the zebra gave birth to the shit.
Yes. That's crazy to me. So we're crossbreeding animals. I mean, I know we've been doing it, but...
We've been crossbreeding too. A little bit.
The world is falling apart and we're making zonkeys.
Yes, because it's about priorities.
I don't think a zonkey is a priority.
To the devil that made that, it is.
Yeah, that's, I agree with you on that. That shit is crazy.
You can't stop the devil. He's hard at work all the time.
That is not what Jesus
and
wanted.
By devil, I don't mean the little red guy with the pitchfork and the horn. The devil that walk around here with us every damn day. He needs to be stopped now.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
So, yeah. So we about to wrap this one.
Yes, we are fucked as a human race.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So this has been fun. Thank you guys for welcoming me in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was cute. I guess.
Cute. Puppies are cute.
Oh. But I'm talking about the show, nigga. What the fuck I'm supposed to say it is?
It was good.
Word up. And real quick before we get out of here, I know I'm supposed to be out of here about 30 seconds ago. Y'all got it fucked up, for real. I don't care. Y'all niggas telling me, oh, we can leave Florida. The borders are there to keep people out. Nobody want to go there on purpose. I know a lot of y'all niggas live there, but the world as we know is over. Niggas don't want to come to your nasty-ass beaches.
No, they don't.
Fuck them beaches in Tampa and all of that, bro. Nobody give a fuck. Nobody, niggas ain't going there on purpose. There ain't no vacation spot, for real. If you don't drive a truck, nigga, you don't got no business driving to that raggedy motherfucker, for real.
As you guys know, Guilty is traumatized by
fuck
Florida.
Fuck Florida. Nasty shit. They got them borders backwards. Some nigga in Florida put the signs on the wrong side of the border, bro. We don't want y'all niggas coming out of there. We got to keep y'all niggas in there. And if enough of y'all niggas contract that shit, what they gonna do is put a dome over the state and then break that shit off of the United States. You think I'm playing?
Get Bugs Bunny out there with the saw.
Yeah, cut Florida off the country. And I know my nigga Mr. FLA is in the building, but we got to get rid of your piece of the country, my nigga. Get your ass over to Michigan.
Kick that shit to Cuba.
Word. Get that shit the fuck out of here, bro. Shit. But yo, thank you motherfuckers for rocking out with me. And
me
who?
Me Jade.
Oh, me Jade. Whatever.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, this is the first of probably many. As you guys can see, she's the brains of the operation. I'm the muscle. That's what I'm supposed to be. I see somebody left a comment earlier. We see what Guilty's role is. What the fuck that's supposed to mean, nigga? I'm the muscle. That's what the fuck I'm supposed to be. That's my job, nigga. All right. So again, thank you guys for rocking out with me. We should do this more often.
Yeah, we should.
Yes, we definitely should. And we will. I'm home. So I think every Sunday, maybe Sunday nights.
Sure.
Maybe. Hey, ain't like y'all niggas watching football ever again. So. So we'll be here every Sunday. Until next time we do this, or next time I put out some content and stuff like this. And if you're coming in now, let me know down in the comment section that we should keep this shit going, all right? Until next time, this is your guy, Guilty718.
And Jade.
And I'm out this bitch.
Me too.